Christian News Bulletin. Writing in Eternity magazine, John Dixon states that Christianity has always declared that Jesus died for Jewish rebels, like the man crucified with Jesus, petty thieves like Samuel Payton, who, in 1785, as a 17-year-old Londoner, was found in possession of a stolen watch and was sentenced to 7 years transportation, and in May 1787 set sail for Sydney Cove with the 700 or so other First Fleet convicts. Jesus also died for neglectful materialists, thankless atheists, and even for the morally self-righteous. This is no mere cliché, says Dixon, but a reality of eternal significance. For any who sincerely turn back to God, Jesus is the Saviour who died for us all. After Pastor Chu Yu-ming and 8 others were convicted recently of crimes related to being a part of the pro-democracy Occupy Central with Peace and Love movement and the Umbrella Movement protests, he stood in a Hong Kong courtroom and gave the sermon of his life. According to an English translation of Chu's testimony published in the Hong Kong Free Press, the pastor said, "I am a Christian minister committed to the service of God. I have resolved to live a life of friendship with the weak and the poor, praying that God's justice be manifested on earth as it is in heaven, and that the gospel of love and peace be proclaimed among the people. Today is Easter Sunday, a day on which Christians celebrate the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Church congregations around the world are united in this particularly Christian celebration."